You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early morning and all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got plenty to get into today. Appreciate you starting your Thursday off with me. We downhill to the weekend, baby. We almost there. Shout out to my girl Noel White holding it down behind the glass, doing a great job as always as well. Big story today, actually, not about the Atlanta Falcons. You know, we've been focusing a lot on Atlanta Falcons, but with the bye week, usually sports always has this funny way of there's always a story. There's always a story for you to talk about, always a big story for you to talk about, regardless of what's going on. And I know that's the way things are kind of planned out too, but it's just crazy how it fell into place that during the Falcons bye week, we got word on what is going to happen with one Brian Snicker. He has decided not to return as the Braves manager in 2026. His decision alone, he made this decision. This was not a mutual parting of ways, certainly not a firing. This was Brian Snicker's decision to not come back as the Braves manager. However, he will stay with the organization in a senior advisory role. So that is good. He will still be a part of the organization, and he is still going to be a part of this Braves team moving forward. So that is good. But I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm sad this morning. I'm sad to lose Snit, because Snit was, it's been Bob. I've known Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snicker. And Freddie Gonzalez, you know, just had a little cup of coffee here for a few years. But Brian Snicker is really, I grew up with Bobby Cox being the manager. But Brian Snicker has been ever since I've really been talking about sports and really have gotten deep into sports, Brian Snicker has been the Braves manager for me. So I'll be 30 in March. He's really been the Braves manager for the whole second half of my life so far. And it's bittersweet knowing that he's going to be gone he's not going to be the manager anymore, and there's going to be somebody else new, and we'll get to that again in a second as far as the managerial search goes, because we'll touch a little bit on what we talked about yesterday in a few minutes. But it is bittersweet. I am happy for Brian Snicker. I am obviously personally sad that he's going to be gone, and we're going to let you hear from Brian Snicker a little bit later on in the show, but one of the things he said during his press conference yesterday is if you wait to retire until you're ready to retire, you're never going to do it. And those words bear true, because it feels like by the time you feel like, all right, I'm actually ready to retire, then, you know, who knows what's going on. And you never feel ready to retire, especially when you're doing a job like that, when you're a baseball manager. But either way it goes, it is a bittersweet moment. I am very happy for Brian Snicker in this next phase of his life, being able to enjoy some time with his wife, his lovely wife, Ronnie, enjoy some time with his grandkids, and have more time to, again, spend with his family, chill out, fish, sit on his deck, sit in a rocking chair, whatever it is Brian Snicker wants to do. And then you sprinkle a little bit of baseball in it with the Braves and, again, his senior advisory role. So next for the Braves, Brian Snicker, you can't say enough about him. Did some great things with this Braves organization. Spent 49 years total with the Braves organization. He was a minor league player, manager, major league coach, and then a major league manager as well. Led Atlanta to 811 wins. 811 wins. That's third in Braves franchise history, by the way. We'll get more into that in a second. But 811 wins, 6 NL East division titles, 1 wild card berth, and of course, led that 2021 World Series championship team in his 10 seasons as manager. Pushed all the right buttons that season. Usually pushed all the right buttons all the time, and man, just one of the most successful and one of the greatest managers we'll probably ever have here in Atlanta. But he signed with the team as an undrafted free agent catcher back in 1977. Spent 20 seasons with the organization as a minor league manager. He was named Atlanta's interim manager back in May 17, 2016. Was given the permanent title following that season, and again posts a record of 811 and 688 as a manager. That ranks third in franchise history in wins, trailing only Bobby Cox and Frank Solis. So, man, it was, again, a fun ride with old Snit as the manager. But again, very happy for him moving on to the next phase of his life. And obviously wish him nothing but the best. And again, he'll still be around. But obviously it won't be in the same capacity as we're used to seeing him at every game and things of that nature. So, again, just a very much bittersweet day. I'm sad. Definitely hits me hard. And it'll be interesting to see as we start to talk about who the Braves' next manager is going to be. And Alex Anthopoulos didn't address it. Didn't talk about what their plan was as far as getting a next manager was. But one thing that we will talk about now, and this is probably the last time I bring it up, I do wonder if they just at least consider and maybe make a call to Ron Washington. At least consider it. Again, I'm not sure the Braves' timeline and Ron Washington's timeline align. Ron Washington, as I was saying, 74 yesterday. He's 73. I think he'll be 74 in April. But anywho, I just wonder if the Braves will at least consider him. Just at least make a call. That's all I really want. I know probably in my heart of hearts and my gut of guts that they won't hire Ron Washington as the manager. I still think they can maybe bring him back on the coaching staff. But as a manager, probably not going to happen. But I would like to see them at least make a call, consider him, and things of that nature. But we'll see. We'll find out. And it'll be interesting to see what direction the Braves do go as far as this next managerial, who's going to be the next manager. I wonder if they maybe try to go with a younger guy. I wonder if they have anybody in-house that they're thinking about. I think they've ridden the Freddy Gonzalez train before. I know he's already here, and that could be a guy, but I don't think they'll go back to Freddy Gonzalez. I would think they would, and honestly, I would think they would hire Ron Washington first before they go back to Freddy Gonzalez, but you never know. But I don't think they'll go that way. I don't think they'll go that route. But it'll be interesting to see if they want to go with a younger guy, if they want to go. And just to give you a quick heads up on who might be out there, there's more older managers, at least not right now, that are out there. Bob Melvin from San Francisco is out there. Minnesota fired Rocco Baldelli. Bruce Bochy and the Rangers mutually agreed to part ways. So that could be another name as well, Bochy. He's 70, though. So Bochy and Snicker were the three oldest managers. Oh, Bochy and Snicker and Washington, three oldest managers in the majors. So, again, we'll see. Not exactly sure which route they want to go, but it'll be interesting to see, one, how long the process takes, because I'm sure they'll be very thorough. I'm sure it'll be a very extensive search. I don't think there's anything they'll rush through, especially since they learned pretty soon into their offseason about what Brian Snicker wanted to do. So I feel like it'll probably be a thorough, extensive search. I do wonder if they wait until the postseason is over to see if there are any. I doubt any of these teams that are in the postseason will fire anybody. I mean, it probably isn't going to happen, but I do wonder if the Braves will wait to see if there's any chance that any postseason teams move on from their managers and then they try to maybe go that route, but we'll find out. We just got to – one of those things we'll have to wait and see, and we'll speculate, obviously, until it ends up happening, but it'll be interesting to see which route the Braves go as far as their next manager. But want to say thank you to Brian Snicker for everything you did for this organization, all the wins, all the memories, all the good times, even the bad times, because that made the good times even better. So thank you to Brian Snicker, and definitely will be missed as the manager, but still going to be around. So it's not a goodbye. It's a more of a see you later and a see you in a different light type of thing for us Braves fans and Brian Snicker. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, reacting to Brian Snicker's decision to not return as the Braves manager for next season, for the 2026 season. And again, bittersweet for sure. Happy for Brian Snicker, but definitely hits home for sure. Definitely hurts the heart a little bit. I do quickly want to, while we're talking about baseball, and this will only be really the only segment we get deep into baseball or talk about any real baseball-related topics, Guardians tied up the series between them and the Tigers. That wild card series now tied at one apiece after the Guardians won 6-1 last night. Padres also tied it up. They beat the Cubs 3-0. That wild card series tied at one apiece as well. And then the Yankees beat the Red Sox. That series tied at one apiece. The only series that a team is up 2-0 in right now in the wild card. The Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4 last night. But all the other series tied at one apiece. So a fun wild card series so far between eight teams. So we'll see. We'll continue to see how they play out. We will at least keep you updated on scores. We ain't going to take any deep dives or anything because Braves aren't in it. So to be honest, I don't really want to or feel the need to, but we will at least keep you updated as far as scores go. Well, all right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, about 5-6 minutes from now, we got to get into some NFL headlines. The 49ers, man, they are absolutely decimated with injuries right now. It ain't even funny. They're going to be missing a lot of people tonight in their Thursday night football match with the Los Angeles Rams. If you're a better or a fantasy football player, you might not want to miss this segment. Just saying. We'll talk about it next year on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, you want to search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, then follow and subscribe to the station. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend as well. Sam and Greg from The Diamond with Grant McCauley, College Football Game Time, all the shows on the station. Make sure you follow and subscribe to them because then you'll really be in the game because then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live. You'll get live push notifications about when they're having guests on live. You get live push notifications about when we have new audio and articles uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So again, make sure you download that thing on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right, before we get into some NFL headlines, we will do that in a few minutes. I did, as promised, I am going to let you hear from Brian Snicker and a little bit of what he had to say yesterday during his press conference addressing that he is no longer going to be the Braves manager moving forward. And the first thing I want to start with is he kind of gets into the decision a little bit here. Oh, actually, before we get into Brian Snicker, I actually almost forgot. I do have to quickly tell you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your live home. We talked about college football game time earlier. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. And this Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where the fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big college football matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., it's a doubleheader. We'll have Clemson at North Carolina. Dabo trying to get back on track. And Bill Belichick trying to get him a big win. And that's going to be followed by Texas at Florida. This is all Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So make sure you're there and you're not square. All right, now back to Brian Snicker. I first want to start with him talking about kind of where he was at leading up to this decision. And he talked about how about up until 3 weeks, He 3 weeks ago, he wasn't even planning on coming back at all. He was just planning on leaving and that being it. But let's hear from Brian Snicker talk about kind of where his mindset has been at over the last few weeks.
Until like the last 3 weeks of this season, I know you can ask the coaches, I talked about this being my last year. But when you're sitting in this seat, you're in the heat of the battle, I don't know. And I said, after I'm going to need a little time after that last out to really decide what I want to do. And it was after I got home and I got to decompress a little bit that, you know what, I did decide that this is the right move. Because I said, if you wait to retire till you're ready to retire, you never will.
There you go. And we talked about that earlier. He talked about him saying that earlier. If you wait to retire until you're ready to retire, you never will. And that is wise words from one Brian Snicker. And he definitely did the right thing. You can't make a knee-jerk reaction anytime you're making a big decision like this when it comes to retirement or other decisions. You got to let it breathe. You got to give yourself time to think about it and get in that place where, okay, I'm actually ready to think about this now. I'm not in a state where I would make a re-jerk or a rash reaction, so, or a hasty decision. And he sat back, gave himself time to think about it, and decided that It'll be best if he didn't come back as the Braves manager in 2026. And again, it's completely understandable. And he is going to come back in a senior advisory role. So we'll see what that looks like moving forward. But one other thing Brian Snicker talked about is how he's grateful about the players, grateful for what he and who he was able to meet along the way and what he was able to do with this organization, and said, you know, look, this thing is always all about the players, and he is grateful to work with a lot of great players, and there's a lot of great people in this organization during his time here with the Atlanta Braves. Take a listen.
It's about the players, and we've been fortunate here to have probably the greatest group of players, coaches, the whole building. And I said this after we won the World. It literally takes a whole building to do something special. And I've been blessed to be around great people within the Atlanta Braves organization. Everybody in that clubhouse, the player, it's about the players. God, the relationships and the friendships that I'll have the rest of my life for that group, the players. And it's so special.
And that, him saying that right there about his relationship with the players, his relationship with everybody on the coaching staff, that leads directly into the next cut, because anytime you leave a job, you retire, it always seems like the toughest thing is not necessarily leaving the work. You know, you ain't really worried about the work. I mean, you're worried about not seeing those people you're used to seeing every day, not used to seeing your peers that have become your friends every day. That is what you miss. You miss the relationships, like Brian Snicker talked about. That is why the people get emotional when they retire. They ain't sad they ain't working no more. Well, again, when you're a player, it's a little bit different because, you know, you work so hard to get to that situation. It's hard to, you know, let go of the game. But when just a person working a 9-to-5 or a laborer's job retires, you know, they ain't sad that, you know, they're leaving the job. They're sad that they're leaving the people. But when you leave a job, and this goes into the next cut that we're going to let you hear from Brian Snicker. When you retire from a job like Brian Snicker had, he said it, the job, not tough to leave. It's the relationships that are tough to get away from. Here's what Brian Snicker had to say about that.
The job's not hard to leave. The relationships and experiences and all that's what's tough. You know, not seeing guys every day and working relationships. And we got an unbelievable team here that we work with, from the greatest trainers, strength coaches, video guys that I nuzzle up to all the time. They're kind of my sounding boards. It's everybody, the clubhouse kids, the clubhouse staff, the media.
Yeah, I mean, it's all those relationships that he has built with everybody who has become a part of the organization, including the media, the everyday media that show up every day, the Grant McCauley's of the world, the Mark Bowman's of the world, the David O'Brien's of the world, those guys he's built relationships with over the last decade as he's been the Braves manager, and just in the Braves organization period, even along more of a time span than that. So again, that's what's going to be tough for him to leave. Not necessarily the job itself, but not having those interactions and not being able to see those people he's seen every day. So that's the tough part about it. Last one I want to let you hear from Brian Snicker, him talking about how he is, though, excited for this new role. Again, he is not completely leaving the Braves organization. He is going to be in a senior advisory role, and he talked about how he's excited for that role.
I'm excited to continue to be a part. And I saw a couple of them the other day, and it's like, you're not getting rid of me. I'm still going to be here. I'm going to be in spring training. I'm excited about this new role.
You ain't fully getting rid of Snit. He said he channeled his inner Dabo Sweeney. He said he's going to be here for a long time. He ain't getting rid of him fully. But no, it is good that he is still going to be a part of this organization in some way, shape, and form. So that is good. You do like to hear that and know that he'll still be around. So that definitely softens the blow for us Braves fans this morning, and obviously find out the news yesterday as well. So I did want to let you hear at least of a little bit of what Brian Snicker had to say about that. We got to talk about Thursday Night Football a little bit, and we'll get into some other NFL headlines when we go to the other side and get into the final segment. But This Thursday night football game, it got a chance to be a little bit of a mess, y'all. I'm not even going to lie. Now, look, Mac Jones, he's a capable quarterback, especially with Kyle Shanahan. You know, Kyle Shanahan is definitely a bit of a quarterback whisperer. But they're not only going to not have Brock Purdy, talking about the 49ers, they're also not going to have Ricky Pearsall. They're also not going to have Juwan Jennings. And then other guys who have already been out that are still going to be out, George Kittle, he ain't going to be in there. I mean, this 49ers team, I mean, when you talk about a team that has been decimated with injuries, this 49ers team has been decimated with injuries so far in the early season. And look, Christian McCaffrey has stayed, you know, healthy. He's been out there, so that's been good. I mean, he's obviously and we use this term all the time, he's the straw that stirs the drink. But not having your QB, tough. Not having your best tight end and your versatile tight end, tough. Your all-pro tight end, tough. Not having your young receiver, another very good receiver in Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, tough. Brandon Ayuk also going to be out for this game as he's still trying to work his way back. Golly. So you're missing your starting quarterback, your top tight end, your versatile blocking, catching the football tight end and all-pro tight end in George Kittle, and you're missing your top three wide receivers in Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall, and Juwan Jennings. Yikes. That's tough. So we'll see what Mac Jones can do, but his top pass catchers at this point, you got to throw Christian McCaffrey in there, but his top receivers, DeMarcus Robinson, again, solid. Kendrick Bourne, solid. Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. These are all solid. Russell Gage, you remember that name? Former Falcon. He's also probably likely to be activated from the practice squad. But, man, I mean, whew, it is definitely the 49ers having a big battle with the war of attrition. And you just that's the one thing about the NFL. It is just all about the biggest battle is keeping guys healthy. And hopefully the 49ers can still put up a fight in this Thursday night football game. And look, they still got some definitely capable wide receivers. It's just all up to Mac Jones. And he's going to the Rams are going to dare the 49ers to throw the football tonight. They are not going to let Christian McCaffrey beat them. So they're going to have to find creative ways to get McCaffrey the ball in the passing game. And then Mac Jones is just going to put the team on his back. He's going to have to put the team on his shoulders, because one thing I guarantee you, the Rams aren't going to let the 49ers do is run the football. They are going to look – I would highly expect them to load that box and be like, Mac Jones, if you and DeMarcus Robinson and Sky Moore and Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Russell Gage Jr., if y'all beat us, we'll tip our hat to y'all. But we ain't about to let CMC, we ain't about to let C-Mac beat us. That ain't going to fly. So we'll see how that fares. But Thursday Night Football happening tonight, Rams, 49ers. You can hear that game, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your home of NFL football Thursday, Sunday night, and Monday night. And also your home of the Atlanta Falcons. But you knew that already. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some other NFL headlines, because we got some other quarterback news. One quarterback looking to return, while we don't know what's going on with another high-profile MVP quarterback. Talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate everybody that is tuned in, tapped in right now, that is on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to everybody that is tuned in, tapped in right now, that is on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well, and I appreciate all my people that are listening in the bed right now. Also, I know you're out there. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We got to get into some more NFL headlines because we got more quarterback news, more injury news, good and bad. And also, there's a new sheriff in town in Cleveland. We'll get into that all right now. First and foremost, we talked about how the 49ers are going to be very much shorthanded tonight against on Thursday Night Football when they take on the Rams. Brock Purdy out, Ricky Pierce all out, Juwan Jennings out, and also along with guys that were already out in George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. So, man, I mean, starting quarterback and all your top weapons are basically out for the San Francisco 49ers. So they're going to be missing those guys. That's going to be a tough test for them going up against a very good Rams team and what is going to be a very important game in the NFC West because all those teams right now are bunched up at 3-1. When you talk about the 49ers, the Rams, and what other? Oh, and the Seahawks, all at 3-1 right now. So, going to be a tough game for the 49ers if they can't win it. Again, definitely won't be out of it by any stretch, but it's a game where you can kind of start to separate yourself a little bit. So big game for sure. But while the 49ers are losing weapons, the Commanders just got their biggest weapon back, it seems. Jaden Daniels plans to play after being cleared. The Washington Commanders quarterback has been medically cleared to return, and that is paving the way for him to play Sunday against a different LA team, the LA Chargers. Coach Dan Quinn said Daniels will be considered a full participant in the Commanders practice yesterday. He was limited last week. Jaden Daniels said simply, quote, "I plan on going out there. on Sunday. So looks like Jaden Daniels is going to be back, and he's going to be playing. I would have to think Terry McLaurin probably going to come back too, and they're just going to be ready to load back up when you talk about the Washington Commanders, and that'll be a big game for them too because they're taking on a very good L.A. Chargers team that is currently, what, 3-1 on the year, I believe, as well too. So it'll be good for the Commanders to get Jaden Daniels back. And look, I'm just glad he didn't play against us. I'm glad we had to worry about Jaden and worry about old Terry McLaurin. So yeah, y'all can be back now and do what y'all got to do, and we'll hope we'll maybe see y'all in the playoffs. We'll see. But anywho, Jaden Daniels should be coming back. That is that about the Washington Commanders star QB. When it comes to the Baltimore Ravens and their MVP star QB, all-pro QB Lamar Jackson, Ravens are keeping it real tight to the vest. They are being very mum on what is going on with Lamar Jackson and his hamstring injury. They're staying real tight-lipped about whether or not injured quarterback Lamar Jackson has a chance to play in Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. Yesterday, Jackson did not practice because of that hamstring injury that he suffered, remember, last Sunday in their 37-20 loss against the Kansas City Chiefs. When asked if there was a determination on Jackson's availability for Sunday, Coach John Harbaugh did say the team is taking all of the numerous injuries day by day. Then he was asked if Jackson is considered day-to-day. Harbaugh replied, "How about I just don't say anything? That's what I would do. Why don't we just leave it alone?" Ooh, a little snippy. Doesn't sound like John Harbaugh is too happy to answer questions about Lamar Jackson. And me personally, when I hear that, when I hear Cubs get a little defensive and when they're a little bit, you know, nippy about questions and injury questions and things like that, it, for just for me, makes me believe they're upset about that situation. Because I think he knows Lamar ain't playing. I think he knows they're probably going to have to go with Cooper Rush this week against the Texans. And it is a big game between the Ravens and Texans. So, I don't know. Just his response, again, his kind of aggravated, annoyed response makes me feel like that he's upset about that situation because he knows Lamar ain't playing. So, that's what I read from that response. But who knows? Maybe Lamar will take a turn for the best and maybe he'll still be able to play on Sunday. But right now, if I had to personally guess, I don't think Lamar's playing. So that is what it is. All right. We have a couple of different angles we have to take on this next story. First and foremost, there's a new sheriff in town in Cleveland. There's a new starting QB in Cleveland, and his name is Dylan Gabriel. Not me. I'm not the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think I even would want to be. Just no shade, just truth. Anywho, Dylan Gabriel is now the starting quarterback for the Browns. He's going to start this week, make his starting NFL debut, first NFL start. And I do want to let you hear a little bit from Dylan Gabriel, a little bit from Joe Flacco, and a little bit from Kevin Stefanski. They all spoke to the media yesterday. And Dylan Gabriel, he was asked if he was ready. He said, "Well, it's my job to be ready."
From the beginning, it's the moment you look forward to as a competitor. But, you know, it's part of my job, you know, to be ready, to be that, you know, sense of hope for everyone to continue to be better and come together and create momentum for each other. So excited for that, but just also extremely focused at doing my job at a high level.
Yeah, I mean, again, he'll go out there and we'll see what he looks like. Usually the quarterbacks end up being better. Usually end up having pretty good debuts, I feel like, because teams don't have film on them yet. But you know, that isn't necessarily true. There have been QBs that haven't panned out well that had pretty good debuts. But, look, we'll see what he looks like. We'll see how ready he is, how poised he looks. I do expect him to have some success because, again, there is not a lot of film on him and, you know, just early on, at least the more capable quarterbacks, they tend to do better in their debuts, again, at least to start out, because there isn't that much film on them. But we'll see what ends up happening on that front. Joe Flacco, who is now going to be the backup, said Dylan is ready to go, said he takes it serious.
Listen, he's into it, man. He's ready to go. I'm sure he's super excited about this opportunity. You can tell he takes it seriously just by the way he studies and you know, his intent in the meeting rooms and on the practice field.
So Joe is definitely being supportive, which is good. He's being supportive of the young QB, much like Russell Wilson is being supportive of Jackson Dart in New York. Joe Flacco is being supportive of Dylan Gabriel in Cleveland. And look, these guys know what it is. They knew what situation they were getting themselves into. So they're being good teammates and they're being good mentors to these young QBs. Joe Flacco, though, did say he did keep it a buck, just like Cam Ward. He kept it a buck. He said he didn't think he foresaw the benching coming, but he says it is what it is at this point.
I don't think I foresaw it. Listen, I think I said it on Sunday. Anytime you're in this league, I mean, everybody's always getting evaluated, and you know, the job of a quarterback is to help your team win football games. So I don't know if I foresaw it coming. But listen, me and Kevin can have a good conversation. It wasn't like it was anything super long or drawn out like that, but got to the point and had a good conversation with him about it, and it is what it is.
Joe Flacco's been a starting quarterback. He's now been, this isn't his first rodeo as a backup quarterback. He knows what it is. He knows what the business is. He understands his situation. So, again, it's very definitely, I expected this type of response from Joe Flacco whenever it was going to happen. I don't know if I necessarily foresaw it happening quite this early, but they got to be better. And Kevin Stefanski feels like a change needs to be made. So he's making that change, and he told the media yesterday he feels like Dylan is ready to be the starter.
From the second he's been here, he's been working very hard, very intelligent young man. He's done a nice job throughout practice. This whole season he's been learning how to get yourself ready and understand the rhythm of an NFL week and what that looks like as a backup, and obviously now feel like he's ready to go in as a starter.
We'll see just what Dylan Gabriel does, but he is going to be the starting QB for the Cleveland Browns for their upcoming game. So we'll see how he fares, and we'll see if this is the start of something new and the start of the next franchise QB in Cleveland, but I don't know. Mike Johnson, we were talking yesterday on the morning shift, he made a very good point. It just feels like Cleveland does not do right by quarterbacks for whatever reason. It just... the Cleveland curse for QBs is something real. Baker and Mayfield was at least able to escape it. Deshaun Watson, he got hit by it, and part of that was his own doing too. But anywho, it's something about Cleveland QBs that just don't work out. Johnny Manziel, that was more on Johnny Manziel than Cleveland, but Cleveland drafted him, so it is what it is. But good luck to Dylan Gabriel. Definitely wish him the best of luck, and hopefully he can have a nice long career in Cleveland, but we'll see how it all ends up shaping out. Okay, I told you there was two angles to this Cleveland story that we had to cover. The one angle is just Dylan Gabriel becoming the starter and all that comes with that. The next angle is Shedeur Sanders because, of course, I'm going to put talked in quotations because he didn't really talk. What do I mean by that? Well, Shedeur Sanders pantomimed his answers to the Browns quarterback questions. Yes, he pantomimed. Like, he was moving his lips and moving his mouth, but no audio came out. He was pantomiming. So he took a very unconventional, unique approach to the Cleveland Browns' latest quarterback change. Hours after the Browns announced that Dylan Gabriel would replace Joe Flacco as a starter, Sanders mouthed silent answers to reporters' questions about the move. And, yeah, this is what I'll say about this. Shedeur, it might be in the best interest if you just keep your head down, dog. And look, there's nothing necessarily wrong with this. This was kind of a funny thing, but I don't know. I don't know if it's just the youth in them or what. I don't know. Something just don't quite sit right with me about this. And look, I love Shedeur down. I hope Shedeur gets an opportunity, whether it's with Cleveland or another team. I want to see Shedeur be successful, and I think he will get an opportunity to play. And I think once he finally gets his opportunity, I think he will prove a lot of his haters wrong. I think he will end up being a solid NFL quarterback. But I don't know. Something about this just didn't sit right with me. Just to answer the questions. There's no need to pantomime. I don't know. I don't know why. I can't even really put my finger on why it didn't sit right. It just didn't quite sit right with me. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because I'm a radio guy and audio is everything to me. So I don't know. But anywho, those are the biggest NFL headlines when you talk about Quarterback news, a lot of quarterback news. Colts, real quick, Xavier Howard abruptly retired as well, too. So there you have that. Appreciate my girl Noel White holding it down, doing a great job as always. That is my time, and we'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll recap Thursday Night Football, let it know what it looked like with Mac Jones, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Russell Gage Jr. and company taking on Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, and Kyron Williams and this Rams team, Jared Verse as well on defense. So we'll talk about that. We'll get more into college football and the big matchups happening this weekend in week 6 of college football and more. That's coming up tomorrow on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it's the Morning Shift. Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, and me. I'll be hanging out with them as well. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.